The more we experience, the more we learn, and the more we understand. But there also seems to be some emotions that become hard for us to understand once that moment passes. Emotions that make us go, "What was I thinking?" in hindsight. Emotions that seem to expire after a certain age or even after a certain day or moment. Emotions like those cannot be learned or repeated through experience. It's as if there are expiration dates to our emotions. No matter how strong or intense an emotion had been at one point in time, it eventually loses its intensity, fades. And unfortunately, while negative and sad emotions seem to stay intense for quite a while, the good ones, positive, happy emotions, they seem to fade faster. So perhaps the key is to enjoy such positive emotions to the fullest when we can, since there's no way to tell how long that joy will last. Hoping that everyone is enjoying this Friday afternoon to the fullest as well, I'm Lena Park, and this is One Fine Day. Welcome to One Fine Day with Lena Park. We started today's show with Complete by On and Off. It's not always the case that we can really relish the positive emotions when we feel them, is it? Sometimes the moment passes by too quickly, or sometimes we're too shy. Sometimes it's just not the right time or the place. Or maybe we just simply don't feel comfortable sometimes, comfortable enough to show just how happy we are. And then by the time that we can really thoroughly immerse ourselves in these happy emotions, we find that that moment has passed. It's already gone, and the joy simply isn't as intense anymore. What a waste, am I right? Especially because the older we get, the harder it is to find things or people that make us truly ecstatic. So listeners, have you ever had to suppress yourself from expressing how happy you really are? Or perhaps you have absolutely no reservations about showing your emotions at all times? What's your story? What are your thoughts? Today's One Fine Day has been pre-recorded, which means I won't be able to share your responses on the air right away, but as you know, your sayonder, stories and anecdotes about anything and everything are always welcome here, so feel free to drop us a line. Nothing is too trivial, anything goes, and nothing goes unread. You can use the chat board on Kong, right on the various message boards on our website at world.kbs.co.kr, or leave a comment on our posts on Instagram at KBS One Fine Day and Facebook at facebook.com/EnglishKBS. If you have a Korean phone number, feel free to text us at sharp 8150. A regular SMS text will cost 51, and a long text or MMS message will cost 101 per text. In part two of the show, I will be joined by singer-songwriter Cho Hyung-woo for our Friday segment, Musical Prescription, so be sure to stay tuned. All right, time for our next song break. Hoping that you are full of positive emotions every day and every moment, here is Paul Kim with his song, 모든 날, 모든 순간, every day, every moment. That was Paul Kim with 모든 날, 모든 순간, every day, every moment. Here's our usual announcement about our daily prize giveaways. Send your messages on Kong, comment on our SNS posts, write on any of the message boards on our website at world.kbs.co.kr, or if you're in Korea, you could even send me a text to sharp 8150, and you will automatically be entered into our daily prize draw. Prize winners are selected each day after the show. So if you've sent me any feedback, don't forget to check the notice section on our webpage. Now, if you see your screen name or your part of your phone number on that winner's list, send us your shipping info via email, and we'll send you your prize as soon as possible. Please note, though, some delay is expected, especially with international shipping due to COVID restrictions. We thank you, though, for your patience and understanding. All right, the next song up here is Lee Soo-eun with 그대이길 바래요. I hope it's you. And after that, J-Rabbit with 넌 언제나, You Always. We just heard J-Rabbit with 넌 언제나, or You Always. Before that, Lee Soo-eun with her song 그대이길 바래요. I hope it's you. Now, the song we heard from J-Rabbit, 넌 언제나, is actually a cover of a song by a group known as Mono. It was originally released all the way back in 1993. Lots of other younger artists have covered the song ever since, ranging from Daybreak, 동방신기, 박효신, 서영은, and even Simon D. But I believe the version we just heard, J-Rabbit, was the latest cover to date, recorded for the soundtrack of the hit drama Hospital Playlist. So, keeping in theme, let's listen to another cover track. Here is Classicwise's take on Shin Seung-eun's 2000 song, 엄마야. You're listening to One Fine Day with Lena Park on KBS World Radio. Reruns of One Fine Day are aired multiple times throughout the day, and you can catch them on our website or via our mobile apps like Kong and KBS World Radio On Air. Our broadcast timetable is available on the website and on both of these apps, so take a look. Past episodes of the program are also available for streaming in the Listen Again menu on the website or via podcast as well, which means you can listen to us whenever you'd like, wherever you are. All you have to do is look us up wherever you get your podcasts. Please remember, though, the songs that we play on the show are not included on the podcasts due to copyright reasons. I'll be back now with today's Parallel Universe after one more song break. Here is Day 6, Even of Day, with their song 사랑 이게 맞나봐. So this is love. After that, it's Sugar Bowl with 농담 반 진담 반 Nuance. Different, but not entirely. Two different songs from two different parts of the world. It's like they belong to a parallel universe. It's time to listen to a couple of songs that are seemingly nothing alike, but actually somewhat similar in one way or another upon closer inspection. One K-pop track and one non-K-pop track. It's Parallel Universe. Today we have two songs that say, I'll be there for you. First up is the K-pop song, 그럴 때마다, Be There For You by Joy. Joy is a member of the girl group Red Velvet. She has this very clear and lovely voice, very distinctive. And she recently released her very first solo album since her debut. Interestingly enough, it is a covers album packed with some of the biggest hits from the 90s and 2000s. So yes, we are listening to yet another cover song today. 그럴 때마다, Be There For You, is originally by Toy from all the way back in 1996. It had featured the voices of Yoon Jong-shin, Lee Jang-woo, Cho Kyu-chan, Kim Hyun-woo, Cho Sam-hee, Kim Chang-won, and Yoo-hee-er himself. Joy's version of the song has been rearranged into a solo. In keeping on trend, it's a retro synth-pop style number. He was also given the official English title, Be There For You, but the lyrics were kept the same. It starts like this. When you get tired of living the same old repetitive day, tell me. I'll bring a small comfort to your always fatigued heart. If you want to watch a movie that's trending these days, tell me. To me, even your smallest requests are little pieces of happiness. All right, and as for our non-K-pop song, yes, it is I'll Be There For You by American pop duo The Rembrandts. This song, of course, was written exclusive for the legendary American sitcom Friends as the show's main theme song. Seems fitting to readdress this song in light of their reunion. After being one of the most successful American TV shows for an entire decade, from 1994 through 2004, they did have this special reunion very recently for the fans. So I think that the song has already been in the back of our minds lately, right? And I'm sure a lot of our listeners know these lyrics by heart as well. So no one told you life was gonna be this way. Your job's a joke, you're broke, your love life's DOA. It's like you're always stuck in second gear when it hasn't been your day, your month, or even your year. But I'll be there for you when the rain starts to pour. I'll be there for you like I've been there before. I'll be there for you because you're there for me too. Yes, I got through that without seeing it. Let's listen to these two blasts from the past back to back right now. 그럴 때마다 or Be There For You by Joy. And then I'll Be There For You by The Rembrandts. That was I'll Be There For You by The Rembrandts. I guess it's more commonly known as The Friends Song. And before that, it was Joy with her rendition of 그럴 때마다, Be There For You. Those were our Parallel Universe songs today. And now coming up in part two of the show, it's Musical Prescription with singer-songwriter Cho Hyung-woo, who will join me to prescribe the perfect songs for your stories and 사연들. Meanwhile, though, if you have any comments or questions, you can text me at sharp8150, message me on Kong, write on the various message boards on our website, world.kbs.co.kr, or leave me a comment on our posts on Instagram at kbsonefineday and Facebook at facebook.com/englishkbs. And now, I'll wrap up part one of the show with Song Si-kyung and his song, I Love You. Welcome to part two of One Fine Day with Lena Park. Our Friday segment, Musical Prescription, is coming up shortly. Singer-songwriter Cho Hyung-woo and I will do our best to select the best songs for the situations provided by yourselves. Now, once again, if you have any comments or questions for me or my fellow prescriber Hyung-woo, you know what to do. If you're using the Kong app, just write your message in the box at the bottom of the screen. It's right in between the play pause button and the musical note icon. You can also use any of the message boards on our website at world.kbs.co.kr, or leave your stories as comments on our posts on Instagram at kbsonefineday and Facebook at facebook.com/englishkbs. If you are in Korea, feel free to text me at sharp8150 as well. It'll be 50 won per SMS and 100 won per MMS message. Let's listen to a couple of songs while Hyung-woo gets settled in here. First up, it's Kwon Jin-ah with Fly Away, followed by Jung Se-woon and his song Say Yes. What should I listen to today? Is there a song out there that's perfect for this situation? If those are the questions that ail you, you can stop worrying right now. The doctor is in, and I have your musical prescription. Welcome to Musical Prescription, where we figure out the perfect K-pop song you need based on the stories you provide us. Joining me in the studio is my fellow prescriber, singer-songwriter Cho Hyung-woo.
Hello.
Welcome back to the studio, Hyung-woo. How was your week?
I'm doing really good.
Yeah?
I had like the most interesting weekend last week.
Oh.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So I finished my like small concert.
How did that go on the weekend?
That was really good.
It was the inmate project.
Yes. In Hongdae, there was like a beautiful live cafe kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I did like a small gig there. Mm-hmm. And it was really good because it's been such a long time since I did the last performance.
Oh my goodness. Like, congratulations.
Like, even like a performance like in public or like, something like that.
Like just face to face.
Yeah.
In live and
yes.
in person. Yeah.
Standing in front of a mic. That's been like half or an year.
I know. Like, it feels unreal almost, right?
Yes,
wow.
It did. Yeah. And the staff were being extra careful.
Yes.
With the COVID situation,
yes.
So everything worked out really well.
Oh, that's good. Thank
yes,
goodness.
I met some of the fans.
Yeah?
Yeah, and felt really good.
Wow. It congratulations.
Was good. Thank you. I really enjoyed it.
Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. I know, having also recently done my first performance in a year and a half.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, I know that feeling very well.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost surreal.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, you go up there and you're like, hey, this is something that used to be like second nature, but then
yes.
it's sort of felt kind of new again.
Uh-huh, mm-hmm, it did, actually.
Yeah.
It was kind of tough, too. Like, mm-hmm. it was kind of 힘들어, like,
yeah.
Because it's been a while.
Because you're just out of practice.
Uh-huh.
Me, too. It's, you know,
yeah.
it's not... It is definitely being on stage is also in performing, and performing an extended set.
Mm-hmm.
That's definitely something that, you know... When we're doing it all the time, it's
yes.
no problem.
Mm-hmm.
But then when you haven't been in that situation in a while,
yes.
it's like going to the gym again
mm-hmm.
in like three
yeah.
years.
Yes, exactly.
You're a little rusty,
yeah.
right?
Last two songs, I was like, yeah, so... the last song's gonna be like...
oh, no, but you made it through.
I made it through.
That's
it
fantastic.
Was really good.
And mm-hmm. then it also makes you remember all those muscles that are lying
yeah,
dormant. And
yes.
then hopefully you don't have to wait too long until
mm-hmm,
your next
mm-hmm.
performance.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yay!
Mm-hmm.
That's
and
fantastic.
Like Sunday, because I was kind of out of burden,
uh-huh.
so I went to plant market.
Yeah.
And I bought a bunch of, you know, plants too, like rosemary and basil and like celery
nice.
Plants and everything.
Yeah.
Yes, and the weather was like perfect.
Yes.
So I really enjoyed it. I was like really, really happy
yeah.
after buying those plants.
That's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have a wonderful herbaceous garden in your home.
Yeah. I'm going to do my best because, mm-hmm. you know, I killed two of them.
Already?
Before, already, yeah.
Oh, they're gone.
They're gone now. So now I have to, you know, try again.
Yes. Try mm-hmm. again. Hey,
yeah.
you got to try again. You'll
yes.
figure it
I
out.
I really want to grow them.
Yeah, I think you can find lots of tips these days.
I
you know,
so.
We can all, you know, use our,
mm-hmm.
you know, smartphones
yes.
or technology, internet
mm-hmm.
to try and get as much good advice as
yes,
we can.
I think so.
Well, good luck. I
mm-hmm.
hope you can
Thank
have
you.
Some delicious basil growing in your
yes.
windowsill. That'd be fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm.
Now, but you know, before we jump into this week's prescriptions,
yes.
I wanted to quickly mention that we had a prescription last week about a very frustrated young mother.
I remember that.
Yes. She had two girls that were sort of laid back and making everyone run late.
Mm-hmm.
And she would sort of lose her temper. And we were
yes.
urging her, come on, you know, mm-hmm. you got to cherish that this is a,
yeah.
you know, very precious time.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully that will help you remember.
Yes.
But she's not alone out there. We actually had a lot of response
mm.
on our message boards about
mm-hmm.
this musical prescription.
Mm.
Would you like to read one
yes.
that came in?
I'll read the first one.
Mm-hmm.
So, Lahab82
mm-hmm.
write that it sounds like the story about my family.
Yeah.
I'm always yelling at the kids
yeah.
and regretting after sending them off. These songs are helping me learn too.
Mm-hmm.
어린이는 사랑입니다.
Okay.
These are like love.
Yeah.
Us four, 딸에게 보내는 노래,
mm-hmm.
a song for my daughter.
Mm.
That song makes me think of my mom too.
Oh, that's actually a good tip
that's
too.
Sweet.
If you think about your mom
mm-hmm.
and then the hardships she must have had raising
oh,
you.
Yes, yes.
That might kind of put things in perspective
uh-huh,
as well. But
yeah,
yeah, it sounds like our young mom was not alone. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of other young moms out there who feel that same frustration.
Yes.
We had another message from Rosie, age 12, who says, I'm a newbie mom with a 100-day-old baby, so Ooh. About 3.5 months old. Mm. And I was resting after putting the baby to sleep when I listened to this sayon and the songs. Mm. And it unexpectedly ended up with a flood of tears.
Wow. Really?
The songs that we prescribed.
Oh, yes.
I guess so.
Oh, my.
Said they reminded me of my mom and made me feel like I should be kinder when the baby wakes up.
Mm, that's sweet.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's always so wonderful to hear feedback when we can
it
about
is,
the prescriptions,
really.
About listener response to other listener story. And I always say that... sometimes I have a feeling we get a story and I feel like, oh, I think a lot of people are going through this.
Yes.
And it's really good to kind of get that feedback.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like sharing with other people. That
Absolutely.
Helps too.
Yeah. Mm. That we're not alone.
Yeah.
And that our dilemmas are not, it's just not just us.
Mm-hmm.
We're not crazy.
We're not crazy.
No. Absolutely.
Yeah, that
so,
can happen.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Both Alhab 82 and Rosie H for your feedback on the prescriptions from last week. But it is time to move on to our prescriptions for this week.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Would you like to read this one, Luna?
Yes. I have much to say.
Yes. Okay. It's interesting.
Now, our listener did not list or post an ID, so it's just a hyphen.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to go anonymous or hyphen.
Yes.
So this anonymous listener sent in a story about her husband and says, my husband has always loved delivery foods. And he always used to say eating out is the best.
Mm.
But lately he's become a little strange.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what's gotten into him, but suddenly one day he began shopping for groceries on his way home from work and cooking.
Oh, he began cooking.
He said, I think I'm gaining weight because I keep eating out and getting deliveries. You have your work cut out for you during the day because of the kids, so from now on, I'll make our dinners.
Mm.
At first, I was surprised and thought it was very commendable of him. Kitakessa, a little proud of him and even.
Mm-hmm.
I even thought he looked so cute when looking up different recipes and the cooking tips.
Mm.
The first thing he made was 된장찌개.
Okay.
And it looked quite good.
Okay.
So I happily scooped a spoonful and put it in my mouth and... I didn't know what to say.
Mm.
I don't know how to describe what it exactly tasted like. It was bland, but bitter.
Okay.
Just not what I expected of 된장찌개.
Okay.
In fact, that's when I learned for the first time in my life that 된장찌개 can be bitter. Ooh.
That's interesting.
Ooh.
Mm.
But what could I do? He had given all he's got, sweating bullets and making the entire kitchen look like a war zone.
Oh my.
And he was staring at me like a child expecting praise. So I couldn't help but overdo it. And I said, 진짜 맛있다.
Oh,
it's so delicious.
Oh, my.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
And now he cooks every day.
He cooks every day.
I thought he'd get tired after a few days, but he says cooking is... fun.
Uh-huh.
And honestly, I thought maybe he'd get better if he cooks every day, but nope.
Mm.
And it is definitely not fun eating food that tastes bad every day.
Oh my.
In fact, sometimes I get a little angry when I have to do the mile-high dishes and clean the kitchen after him, especially after forcing myself to eat the no-good food.
Mm-hmm.
Now, friends who got married before I did tell me to just keep praising him and hang on because that's the only way he'd get better or even try to get better at anything. But I think that that's easier said than done. It is so agonizing.
Mm.
He says he's making steak today. He couldn't possibly make steak taste bad, right? You. But just in case... can you prescribe some songs for me to put on during dinner time?
Hmm.
That would help me keep a smile on my face, no matter how bad the food is.
Oh.
You.
Very funny.
This is quite a pickle.
Uh-huh.
Quite the dilemma here. I Actually, before I came into the studio today, I got this musical prescription by text early on so I could start prescribing songs. And I had to just read it to my husband. I said, listen to this. And my.
Yeah, oh my.
Where do I even begin?
First of all, steak is really difficult, right, Luna?
Yes.
Yes. Steak is kind of difficult.
Steak is kind of difficult. There's a lot of things that can go wrong.
Yeah, steak.
Doenjangjjigae is really, I scratch my head. I don't understand what went wrong with the doenjangjjigae because how can it be bland when you're putting doenjang in it? It's automatically going to be doenjang flavored.
Yes.
I guess maybe not enough.
I
can't even imagine how. But that's not the case. But the problem is not that he cannot cook. Mm-hmm. The problem is that you're enabling him.
Yeah.
I think
maybe you should be more honest with him.
I think that the more that you pretend that he's doing a good job, the less he's actually going to improve.
Because oh, yeah, that's right.
If you say, honey, this doenjangjjigae is
so
delicious, it's ambrosia, he's not going to change a thing.
He's not going to change.
But the whole point is you need him to change things and get better.
Yeah.
So I don't know. If you are uncomfortable with being completely honest, then there's lots of things you can do, like share a recipe.
Yeah.
Oh, honey, I have this recipe for doenjangjjigae. It's so good. Let's try it.
Like together.
Yeah.
Like,
and then maybe walk him through it once or twice. And, oh, honey, let me help you or want to do something together. Or, you know, and something, but I think that going on this way, just cleaning up after him and pretending the food is good and saying this is great, honey, that is actually not helpful.
That's not good.
I think that you're only going to build resentment.
Yeah.
And he's not going to think that anything's wrong with his food. Mm-hmm. And then in the end, if you do tell him eventually, he's going to be really sad that you just wasn't honest with him in the beginning.
Yeah.
You don't want it to spiral out of control like this. This is potentially a fight coming on, I sense.
There could be, yeah.
Yeah, when we come with, you know, these kind of situations where we have to make a quick choice, do I just come clean?
Yeah.
Well, I know I might hurt his feelings, or should I just be honest? You just go with the honesty, kind honesty, delicate honesty. Don't say, well, honey, this is terrible. I can't take another bite. You don't have to say that.
Don't be like that.
But you could just be like,
you should be like nice, so.
Oh, it's good, but or ask him stuff. So what did you put in this? And da da da. Or did you try this? Or I don't know. I mean, something.
Yeah.
Or else be honest.
Yeah.
You know, and say, oh, you know, I think it's getting there. It's getting better. Not bad.
When you help him and when it gets better, then you can
and
be
encourage
like,
him.
Honestly, the last doenjangjjigae was a bit bland and bitter, but this is getting better, I think.
Okay.
So this could be.
Yeah, it's delicate. We don't know what her husband is like and stuff like that. But I mean, you know, Hyungwoo likes to cook. I like to cook.
Yes,
but, you know, all the stuff I make, I know is not that great. You know, I'm not like a complete success every single time. And I actually would really like it when people would tell me.
Yeah, me too.
Very honestly.
Me too.
Right?
Especially when you cook first time.
Yeah.
That was the mistake that I used to make when I first started cooking.
Yeah.
You get really generous with your food that you have cooked. I
get it, yes. You have a much more generous judgment of your food. You're like, hey, it's
because
not
you
bad.
Think, yeah, it's not that bad. You know, you're not gonna, you know.
It's not gonna be a restaurant grade. Anyway.
Yeah.
But hey, it's could have been worse.
Yeah, it could have. So
me too.
This is good, isn't it? Like,
yeah, when I make something for myself.
That. Yes. For myself, especially.
Yeah, for myself. And even if it's not great, I'm like, Mogulmanane, I'll eat it. It's very
because
true.
Because you cooked it. Yeah.
It's very, very true. But when you're cooking for other people, you want it to really be good. You don't want, you know, you don't want like a fake nice compliment.
Yeah, you really want to make them happy with your food.
Absolutely.
That's the whole point. So.
Exactly. But he's obviously making you not happy. And so I think that this situation has to change. I don't agree with your friends who are married that say just keep on lying because I don't think that's going to be helpful, to be perfectly honest.
Yeah. And by the way, cooking includes the cleaning after
yes.
that.
So I mean, cleaning is like 60% of
yeah,
cooking.
Yeah, so technically, he should be cleaning. Like,
exactly.
Or like you guys should work together to clean
absolutely.
The
There's no reason why he shouldn't be cleaning up after himself.
Yeah.
And so, you know, if he doesn't want to, if you make him clean, maybe he doesn't want to clean so badly. Maybe he'll give up cooking. I don't know.
Yeah, there are many ways that we can try.
Exactly. There's yeah. many ways we can yeah. try and change this situation. But don't do what you're doing right now. Just saying, oh, this is great, eating bad food. And making him think that it's good. This is not doing him any favors. I think he's going to be sad if he ever finds out later on.
You know, I agree too.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
You know, but it's so sweet.
It's nice.
It's so sweet that, you know, he looks so cute and he tried yes. so hard and, you know, you love him. And so you just say, oh, it's amazing for the first time.
Yes.
But yeah, keep encouraging him in different ways or you need to change the situation.
Yeah. I think things are going to work out because all the intentions are really, really sweet.
That's true. Both your husband's intention is so
yes.
sweet. Your intention is really, really sweet to protect his feelings. But you guys have to find a middle ground. And I don't think you can really keep on, you know, just pretending because it's going to get too difficult. And then you're going to get this anger and then this resentment later on because you're hiding things from him.
Yeah.
So if you need a little bit of, I guess, some courage. To be able to kind of find a more honest ground.
Yes.
That's the prescription I brought in.
Oh.
And so I brought in Park Hye-kyung's 고백.
That's good.
It is time to confess.
Wow.
And yes, she sings...
Be more honest.
Yeah, basically she sings, well, I need to tell you, I hate myself for not being able to tell you, but I need to find the courage, I need to confess. And put this on your dinner time playlist. And, you know, it's a famous song. He won't think about it at all.
The song is so great.
So just listen to this, you know, chorus and the lyrics. And maybe you can find some courage to also, you know.
I think that's good.
Find some ground to change this situation. Yes. And then remember what Hyungwoo said. I thought that's a good point. Everyone's got really good intentions
here.
Yeah,
you guys are all sweet.
So, yeah, it's all coming from a place of love. We don't want that to turn into something negative.
Yeah.
So what was your prescription for our listener?
I brought a song called Baebeulo by Lee Jin Ho.
Oh, Baebeulo.
This is Baebeulo, Baebeulo.
Baebeulo,
this
Baebeulo.
Is like a sweet song.
Super cute.
Sweet love song.
Yes.
When you're eating, like, or finished eating the food, just, you know, play this song and you're like, you go like, Baebeulo, Baebeulo. You're gonna be Baebeulo, so Baebeulo, so full because, you know, that was like your husband's love.
Yes, that's
you know.
True.
He's
you're
trying.
Eating his love.
Yeah, you're eating his love.
Yes,
that's why
in
you're
a
so
way.
Baebeulo.
So if you cannot get full on the actual food, you can at least get full on... His loving intentions.
And after playing this song, the mood of the song could make the atmosphere to have like a conversation in more easy
That's
kind
true.
Of yeah mood maybe.
That's true. Maybe it's because it's kind of
it's
a romantic
sweet.
And
yes.
cute song.
Yes, it's
you know,
cute.
Even your kids will like it, right?
Yes.
And maybe the whole atmosphere will become easy and...
Light-mooded.
Exactly. And then maybe that will open the way for a little more communication.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, listener.
I think it's going to work out.
Yes, I really hope it works out. It is quite a dilemma. It's quite a dilemma. And we always, you know, come to this point in when we're in a relationship. Ooh, do I be honest? Or do I just save their feelings? It's a really hard call.
Go to some friend's house and eat, you know, in their house and look at how they are doing. Because your husband got a long way to go.
Yeah.
First, he needs to clean because that's the whole point of cooking.
Yeah, he needs to do the cleaning. If he doesn't want to do the cleaning, then at least make him take advice from you on the recipe or something like that.
Yeah.
Or I'm not sure. But in any case, this is not a good situation. It is quite a dilemma. And we really hope that it gets changed really soon. We hope our songs help you too.
Yes.
Let's listen to Park Hye-kyung first with 고백 and confession. And then Lee Jin Ho with 배불러, I'm Full. You're listening to One Fine Day's Friday segment, Musical Prescription, with singer-songwriter Cho Hyung-woo.
Mm-hmm.
And we just listened to adorable Lee Jin-a. She's so adorable and yet really, really good musician.
Yes, she is.
And
so
it was
amazing.
Her song, Pebla.
Pebla,
I'm
Pebla.
Full. Before that, another very cute voice, Ms. Park Hye-kyung with Gobaek or Confession. Very famous song.
Yeah.
조금씩 너에게 다가가. Just little by little. You can do it.
Mm-hmm. You can do it. It will get better.
Good luck.
Yes.
Good luck.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We're going to move on to our second prescription of the day. This second prescription comes from Kaer, K03.
And I will take this story.
Thank you.
So Kaer writes, 안녕하세요, DJ 리나 and 형우님.
Hello.
My hometown is Busan. Oh. I was born there, but because my parents were only there for a little while for my dad's work, and we moved to Seoul when I was four. I don't speak the dialect, Saturi, I think. And I don't have any friends or family in the city. But strangely, I really like Busan and truly feel like I'm home when I'm there. So ever since I was old enough, I took trips to the city at least once a year. Every year. Sometimes I'd only be there for one night, and sometimes I'd stay for about a week.
Wow.
So now there are 단골집들, or like places that I frequent, and I can even sort of mimic the dialect.
Oh, a little mimic of the dialect.
That I never picked up when I actually lived there as a kid. Thanks to COVID, though, it's been about 2 years since my last trip to Busan. But finally, I'm making that long-awaited trip this weekend to Haeundae.
Wow!
Although I'm traveling alone, I'm excited at the thought of seeing all the 이모님들 and my 단골집들 who I'm sure would have been waiting for me. I hope the weather will be nice, too. The two of you have been to Busan too, right? Could I ask you to recommend some songs for me to listen to on my solo KTX trip to my hometown, Busan?
Oh, wow.
Thank you. This is sweet.
Wow, that's amazing that even though Kaer did not grow up there, somehow just feels some sort of a connection to the city of Busan. I mean, even if you were not born there, Busan is a pretty fantastic city. I know a lot of people
fantastic.
Who fall in love with it.
Yes.
Even people who've just moved there because they loved it so much. Absolutely.
And it improved so much. Like, first time I visited Busan, I was like 22 years old.
Okay.
And then after, like, I think, you know, time flew, and like 6 years and 8 years after, when I reached like my 30s, I went to visited Busan again, and it was like whole different city.
Like, it's very fast kind of developing area.
Yeah, it was amazing. It was good before, but it was like even better like after. So
yes, and they've also really, really got advanced and developed in terms of like becoming a really easy tourist place. You know, really easy to get around, easy to find things, and it's a very fast developing, probably one of the biggest metropolises in Korea.
And thanks to KTX, it's really easy.
It got
easier to reach there.
Super easy to get there. Absolutely so. And even though you know, she actually never grew up there, it feels like she has this very kind of a special relationship with Busan. So it just gives this trip all the more meaning, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun. And, you know, I think the weather might be really great, so that's going to be a big bonus.
Yes.
Absolutely.
I think that's really good. Because I love visiting Hanamdong too, because I was born there.
I miss Hanamdong.
I was born in Hanam Suncheonyang Byeongwon.
Really?
You know that? Yeah,
that's my hospital.
Yeah, I was born in there. And I lived there when I was like a really, really young kid. Yeah, before I go to like a school. I think I went to like first grade and second grade. First grade, I was in Seobin-go, Hanamdong.
Oh, I see. And Icheon-dong.
And I never had a chance to, you know, live there again.
Because,
you know, it's different. It's expensive, really. the
time. Yeah, it is. I know.
When I lived there, it was like, you know, just small villages, like, yeah.
The small little villas and houses. And there was actually not a lot of housing in Hanamdong at the time.
Yeah.
Still, comparatively, not a lot of housing. So that's what makes it, I think, more expensive.
Yeah,
because there's just not a lot of supply.
Yeah. I think that's why I like to visit Hanamdong too, I think.
Do you feel this sort of a kind of a connection?
Yes,
even though you're very small.
Yes.
You were very small.
I do.
I actually can understand this connection too. I have this one of the first houses. Well, the first house I remember living in. I lived somewhere else before then. About first grade to fourth grade.
I see.
And it's not a very long time, 3-4 years. And I'm very young, first grade to fourth grade.
Yes.
But even after I left, that time, I kind of consider it my hometown. And was very special, very, I don't know, kind of, I guess, important to my development. And I have so many memories there that even I was long gone, grown up, moved away, I would take my car when I was able to drive, you know, in college age and whatever.
Yes.
Even after college, even when I would sometimes go visit L.A., while I was working as a singer in Korea on my vacation, I would go back to that house.
Oh, that's lovely.
Just to look.
Yes.
And drive up there.
You
know, and I've written about it. And so there is this very interesting connection with your early childhood with two places.
Yes.
Yeah.
For your memory. Really sweet.
So it's going to be so fun. I hope 이모님들 in those
regular places.
Yeah, in the 단골집들 are still there and all safe.
Yes.
And it's going to be, I think, a fantastic trip.
By the way, Haeundae is really nice.
Yeah.
Oh, so good. I want to visit Busan too.
I know. Any Busan tips? I wish we could give you.
Recently, I went to Gwangalli, so it was really nice.
It's really, really nice.
Yes.
Unfortunately, I'm always going to Busan for work.
For work.
So I don't get to do a lot of touristy things. You know, and all the touristy things that I do is always in the immediate vicinity of the theater. So, for instance,
I'm doing...
Yes, so
hall.
If I do, you know, KBS Hall, then
KBS
I know
hall.
All the food to eat around there.
Yes.
Or, you know, if I'm doing a show at the Bexco, I do a lot at the
Bexco.
Then I'll always kind of make a little trip to, you know, the huge department store.
Like the department
Go to the department store. Go, you know, check out the food court there.
The hotels around there.
Exactly. And then, of course, take a walk around Haeundae if I have some free time, which is really close by. So, yeah, trying to squeeze in a little tourism, you know, before and after working. It's not the same thing, definitely. So, you know, definitely wants to make me also just take a trip, not for work, but just for pure tourism itself. And I think that might be a lot of fun.
It might be.
All right, what about songs to prescribe? You know, I did a quick search of songs about Busan. There's a lot.
But
there's a lot that are sad. You know, Busan, I miss you, my lover. I wish I could see you again, kind of stuff.
Maybe this guy is like looking back.
Exactly.
Busan,
some sort of nostalgia.
I see.
And I wanted to find a Busan song specifically. Were you able to find a Busan song? Oh, yeah?
Actually, I succeeded in finding some songs like that. And he's a good friend of mine. There's like a singer-songwriter and a rapper and a producer. Basically, he does everything.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and there's like a hyung called Kaejun.
Kaejun.
Yes, he was like even a guest vocal member of 015 too.
Oh, yes.
So that was the first time that I met him. And he made a song called Haeundae.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yes.
That's exactly where Kyle is going.
Haeundae.
Yeah.
Yes. And this song is really, really happy mood. And it begins, the song begins with like a guitar riff. You know, it feels like Elvis Presley or like a Chuck Berry kind of song.
Oh, okay, like a rockabilly.
Yeah.
It's sort of like Yeah,
yes,
that kind of
like
feel.
That.
Rockabilly 50s rock.
And this guy sings
that's
like...
That's so awesome. It's perfect summer
it's
genre.
It's perfect, This is because summer's coming, and this is going to be summer Haeundae.
That's true.
Vacation
trip. Oh my goodness, yes.
Yes. Ooh, and this guy like keeps sings like, Haeundae. This guy basically like repeats like Haeundae like 9 times.
That's
in
perfect.
One chorus.
Yeah, no, nothing wrong with being straightforward.
yeah. And I thought that because, you know, mm-hmm. it's been so long since mm-hmm. you last visited Busan and mm-hmm. you're visiting Haeundae in yes. summertime.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought
신나게.
That this, yes, like,
yeah,
you know.
With energy.
Energy. So I thought that this song could be really appropriate. Hopefully.
Oh, I'm so glad you found a Busan song. I almost picked a song about Busan.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And it was a beautiful kind of a ballad, and it's romantic, it's sentimental.
Uh-huh.
But I agree. I mean, it's early summer, mm-hmm. and it's probably going to be really nice weather.
Really nice.
And instead of something romantic and sentimental, mm-hmm. I thought, oh, how about something energetic to kind of mm-hmm. get your mm-hmm. mood up, pump you up a little mm-hmm. bit. So instead of finding a Busan song, I did find a song about going on a trip.
Aww.
It's an oldie but goodie.
Yes.
Every time I listen to this song, I don't know why I smile.
Yes.
Maybe because I'm close to Bobby and mm-hmm. Yoon Do-hyun.
Mm-hmm.
But their collaboration on Yeohaenggil, Buga
yes.
Kings, and Yoon Do-hyun, knowing that they're friends and mm. then they're just sort of tongue-in-cheek, having
yes.
fun.
I love that song, Luna.
It's like, fun,
yes,
right? A little
I love
hey, we're
it.
Going country. Uh-huh. Skip to Malu. Right?
I love that song.
I thought
oh
that maybe
God.
On your way down to Busan, uh-huh. when you need a playlist for
yeah,
the KTX.
When you're in, like, uh-huh. yeah, in KTX.
Something like listening to Buga King's Yeohaenggil would
That's
be perfect.
That's be perfect.
Yeah.
I love this song.
I think it'll match just sitting,
yes.
looking at the window. And ding 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 ding
ding ding
ding ding ding ding ding ding ding
ding ding ding ding
ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding
ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding
ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding
ding
ding ding ding ding ding ding ding
ding
ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding making wonderful memories on this very special trip.
Mm-hmm. I think that's going to be perfect.
Okay.
I really love it.
So, we'll start first with Buga Kings featuring Yoon Do-hyun on Yeohaenggil or Road Trip. Mm-hmm. And then it is Kaejoon with Haeundae.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Yoon Do-hyun. I'm right here with you, man. 끝없이 이어진
저 절길 That was Haeundae, Haeundae, Haeundae. It was fun. That was
fun.
Kaejoon. Uh-huh. I do believe Kaejoon actually did some background vocals for my song,
Mianhae.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Oh my
I'm
god.
I'm pretty sure that was him.
This guy does everything.
Yeah, I guess he's just, he gets around everywhere,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, he works as a voice actor too.
Oh, okay.
You know, like,
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, he's an interesting guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I hope to hear more from him. I didn't
yes.
know he had such a quirky, fun sense of humor
mm-hmm.
listening to his track here.
Yes.
And then, speaking of quirky sense of humor, we had Buga Kings featuring Yoon Do-hyun on Yeohaenggil.
Oh, I love that.
I know, it's fun, right?
Mm-hmm.
I love that country guitar lick. It's just it's kind of addicting and fun. You know, it's very hillbilly, but
yes,
I don't
that
know.
That song was once
with
like
hip hop.
Yes, once like a background music mm-hmm. for my mini homepage.
Was it really?
Yes, when I was in college, I think.
Oh wow! So you really this was
really
a chill album,
loved
huh?
It. Yes.
Wow.
I really loved Buga King's album. I think I used to listen to the whole album.
This album
of them. Yeah, I think
is my
so.
Favorite too.
Oh yeah,
it's
I think
really
I,
good.
Yes, played
yeah,
it.
Yeah, the white
a lot.
Album.
Yeah,
wearing
yeah,
white
yeah,
suits.
Yes, yes, yes.
I love this album. This
oh
is my,
my
favorite Buga Kings
yes.
album. I agree.
I
lots of good
it.
Tracks on there.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, just really fun listening to that blend of country and hip-hop.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, this is way before Old Town Road, okay?
Yeah.
They did it first.
They did it first.
Pretty awesome.
I love it. Maybe I'll try play them during this weekend because I'm planning on visiting Hadong
wow,
this weekend.
Nice.
Like
you are busy.
I'm busy.
You
I'm
are
like,
a road tripper too.
I'm really living to the
I
fullest.
I think this is still your BGM.
Those days,
your
yes.
theme song.
Yeah.
Yeohaenggil.
I think it could work this week.
I think so.
Mm.
You should play it on your way out at
yes.
KBS.
Mm. Oh, maybe I should.
It's fun.
It's fun.
I kept laughing when uh-huh. I was listening to it earlier today.
Yes.
And I'm like, God, this song, it just doesn't get old. It's just
mm-hmm.
still so much fun.
Just make us like to
mm-hmm.
smile.
Mm-hmm.
It's
Absolutely.
Powerful. This song is really, really powerful, I think.
I love it. It's great.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm so glad I was able to rediscover this track as
oh,
well.
Yes.
Thanks to our listener, Kaer,
yeah,
and
thank you,
his
Kaer.
Or her prescription.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think that we know what we're going to be listening to in a little bit. I think yes. I'm going to turn on Buga Kings again after mm-hmm. you leave. It is time to say goodbye already. Thank mm-hmm. you so much.
Thank you, Luna. And I'll meet you guys next week after my Hadong trip.
Yes.
I'll come back next week. Thank
you. Come back safely.
Thank you.
All right, taking Hyungwoo out, here's Bulldog Mansion and their rendition of 춘천 가는 기차, Train to 춘천. That was Cheese with Ticket, and before that we heard Bulldog Mansion and their cover of Kim Hyun-chul's classic 춘천 가는 기차, or Train to 춘천. And that brings us to the end of today's One Fine Day. I will see you back here on Monday, but for now, let me say goodbye with a song by 언니네 이발관, or Sister's Barbershop. It's 순간을 믿어요, Believe in the Moment. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next week.